Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. It's quarter number three, and that means it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we'll take your questions for Ross. Best question in the end wins the KSN sweatshirt. If you want to submit a question to Ross, all you got to do is download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask Ross button there. All right, Ross, y'all ready for the questions?
Always. Let's do it.
All right, let's start with Steve in Chicago, who says, "Hey, Ross, you've spoken on the show in the past about how you gave Micah Parsons some life advice and staying on the right path a few years ago. Have you spoken to Micah since he's been in the NFL? Keep up the great show."
Yeah, a couple times. Once I had him over the summer on my podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, because I DM with Micah at times. So I had him on that podcast, and he was fantastic. And I talked to him a little bit both before and after, just gave him some more advice about the newfound wealth that he was going to be getting. And then I actually saw him and talked with him before the Raiders game on Thanksgiving, because I called that game for Westwood One. So I gave him a heads up I'd be there. I think I posted the picture on Twitter and Instagram at Ross Tucker NFL. I told him I'd be there, and I'd look for him before the game. I saw him and was able to talk to him and, just mainly football stuff. I asked if his parents were there for Thanksgiving. He said they were. And sort of like in the last segment, how we were talking about, you know, how cool it is that Nick Singleton's play, you know, from Reading, where I'm from, and, you know, such a great player. And honestly, Nick Singleton's an amazing kid. I think I've told you this before, Jim. A couple weeks ago, I spoke at the Berks County Football Coaches Association banquet. Singleton's an awesome kid, and everybody will tell you he's an awesome kid. Just so impressed by his parents and his demeanor and the way he carries himself. Very impressed by Micah as well. I mean, Jim, he might be the defensive player of the year in the entire NFL. He's certainly deserving of it. You know, I tweeted this week at Ross Tucker NFL, his stats for sacks, quarterback hits, tackles for loss, and tackles are all already better than Khalil Mack when he won the Defensive Player of the Year award back in 2016. I mean, it's just almost unfathomable at this point that, you know, Micah has done what he's done as a rookie. It just kind of bums me out that we didn't get to see him play one more year for Penn State last year in 2020. That would have been awesome. Would have made a big difference in the season, I think. And also that Penn State didn't really get to use him the way the Cowboys are using him. I guess he says that Penn State was going to fully unleash him last year if he had played, but obviously after COVID and everything, he didn't.
My two disappointments with Micah are, number one, yes, he didn't play last season. Would have been fun to watch. The other thing, he's on the Cowboys. It's great to watch him, but that's the wrong team, Ross. All right, let's move on. Let's get to Dave in Lehigh Valley, who says, "Let's say you are the current Penn State offensive line coach. What would be your selling point to recruits and families?"
Well, I would tell you, number one, you're going to want to come here. We got the number one quarterback and number one running back in the country as recruits, and you'll get to block for them. You know, there's a kid from my high school, actually, Jim, that got offered a full scholarship by Penn State and a bunch of others. He's an offensive lineman. His name's Javen Williams. He's very gifted. He's already accepted an invite to the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. So I don't know where he is in the rankings or whatever, but he's obviously a top prospect. And I know, and now this is because he's from Reading probably, but I know he has said It sounds pretty cool to block for Nick Singleton. You know, if you're from Reading, that's something that you're excited about. So now he's going to take a bunch of visits, and who knows if he'll end up going to Penn State or not, but that does have an impact on offensive line recruits. So I think that's the big selling point, as well as opportunity. I think there's legitimate opportunity for playing time at Penn State. You know, I don't know what will end up happening with Rashid Walker, but I do think that if you're a prospect, Rashid Walker certainly won't be there in 2023. So I think there's opportunity there for playing time, which is both good and bad, right? You'd like to see or have evidence of more young players that we think are going to be really good players for Penn State on the up front, on the offensive line. But we have seen Landon Tangwall, who looks promising. But I think there's opportunity for playing time and opportunity to play with some elite quarterbacks and running backs for a good portion of your career.
And you mentioned Javen Williams from your school, why I'm missing. He's class of 23, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Brian in Miami, Florida, who says, good evening, Ross and Jim. My question is about the transfer portal. Seems to me that the big-time players and mid-level players that go into the portal have had contact with the school they transfer to even before they enter the portal. It seems to me like we need to do a better job at tracking who's unhappy at other places so we could take advantage of such opportunities, especially at positions of need. What do you think?
Well, I guess my question there would be, how do you know they're not? How do you know they're not having those communications? Now, first of all, that is illegal. You are not allowed to do that. So you got to keep that in mind. It is illegal to have contact with a player on scholarship at another school before he's in the transfer portal.
Ross, let me interrupt. Could you talk to his old high school coach?
You can, and that's how they get around it. Yep. You can, that's how they get around it. But I think you're kidding yourself if you don't think they actually have more communication than that, right? I mean, it's not just the high school coach. That's what typically initiates it. That's who initiates it. But I think you're kidding yourself, like I said, if you don't think that there's more communication going on there. You know, I had a coach of a school that really wanted Will Levis tell me that by the time Will Levis was in the transfer portal and this coach contacted him, he was told that Will Levis was going to Kentucky. So Will already knew he was going to Kentucky. I think a decent amount of these guys have a decent idea because I don't think they want to leave where they're at unless they know there's a better place for them. You know, I don't think they want to leave where they already are unless they're feeling pretty darn good that there's a better opportunity elsewhere. If you're putting your name in the transfer portal without any indication of where you might be going, you know, that's a risk. That's a risk that obviously some people don't want to take.
And Ross, if you compare it to the real world, generally speaking, you don't quit your current job without having another job lined up. So you can't blame the players for working the same way.
I would agree with that. Yep.
All right. Let's go to Jerry in Arlington, who says, Ross, if you could do a football broadcast with anyone in the history of football, who would you want to do it with? And if you could coach with any coach other than Joe Paterno in the history of football, who would that be?
So if I could do a broadcast with anyone, it would be John Madden, but, you know, we're both color analysts. So, you know, that's people actually, I've had mentioned to me multiple times, people say, I've got some John Madden in me, which is obviously, like, to me, the ultimate compliment. So I would love to do a broadcast with John Madden is the answer. However, since he is a color guy, I'd probably say Al Michaels. you know, I could say it's either Pat Summerall or Al Michaels would be who I would probably say.
Pat Summerall, little old school. And how about who would you like to coach with?
Not Belichick. Since that's what a lot of people will say. Probably Bill Walsh.
That's a good call there.
Bill Walsh seemed awesome. I liked his style. I liked that he didn't appear to run coaches or players into the ground like I feel like some of these other guys do.
Got it. By the way, talking about announcing, if you've not heard Ross do a game yet, find a way to do it. Listen to Ross. He's a great listen. I've done it several times. Ross, you do a great job as a color guy. You really do.
Wow, all right, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And that's not just because we work together here. I'm serious. When just like here on this show, you have that same ability when you do color on a game. I feel like I'm learning something from you. You know, it's not just the cliches all the time. It's something that, oh, I didn't think of that, or I didn't know that. And you
awesome.
Share
that's
that.
That's a huge compliment.
Well, you deserve it, Ross. All right, let's go to our next question. Sam in Tunkhannock says, hey, Ross, just heard the segment where you said you got to see Franklin and Phil Troutwine. Did you lightly inquire about the state of the offensive line? Did you talk about it at all, or was it difficult to bring up given the setting and the time frame? Thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't really. So I was at a high school game with my cousin and his son. It's just not the time to talk about anything like that. And I don't know that I would anyway, you know? When you're sort of in the business, you really talk more about other things, like, how are you? How's your family? You know, how are your kids? I did tell Franklin, because after everything went down with Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley and everybody was so upset, I just told him that I felt like he handled things well. You know, I know everybody wanted him to come out and shout that he wasn't going to go anywhere, but I don't know. I mean, what if the administration, Jim, promised him certain things and he says, I'm not going anywhere, and then the things that they promised him, they don't do. You know what I mean? Like, I thought he handled it about as well. There is no perfect way to handle that. There really isn't. And I thought he was at least transparent and honest, which I appreciated.
And I'll tell you what, after we saw everything else that transpired over the last couple weeks, it really changes the perspective on that whole thing about changing jobs among these
great
coaches.
Great point.
Okay, that is it for quarter number three. Stick around, quarter number four. We get Andy back, and we'll name our winner. Stay tuned.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.